Coming up on today's show, Mad Max mode for future Teslas, 350 kilowatt chargers open in Germany, and why Italy wants to be Europe's number one EV market. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, the 26th of June edition of EV News Daily. It's Martin Lee here with the news you need to know about electric cars and the future of sustainable transport. We'll start with a biggie, and this is a Tesla employee tweeting about internal production rates. Holy moly. Big news. Elon Musk tweets about Tesla's production rates, the challenges, the successes. Dave from accounts, he doesn't do the tweeting. Linda in HR, she don't do the tweeting. John from the Gigafactory, he does. Oh, no. Actually, John did do the tweeting. His name is John Tota. T-O-T-A-H. Tota. Tota. John is the lead material flow for Model 3 at Gigafactory 1, and a Twitter account using his name, so we're assuming it is really him, but let's just put the disclaimer out there. It was a Twitter account in his name, probably even had a picture of him on, I don't know if it really was him, made some bold claims yesterday, before they were swiftly deleted, which is what makes me think, I reckon that was him. Well, this is what the tweet from John said, and I quote, "Our original goal was 2,500 per week and we didn't hit it. Now we just hit 5,000 per week through our throughput in June. Insanely hard work by at Tesla team." Now, that's the kind of tweet that it's the same language, it's the same positivity, congratulating all of Tesla, that you would get from Elon Musk, you know, the CEO, one of the handful of people on the planet who is allowed to comment publicly on Tesla, along with people like Franz. You see him doing the odd thing, but apart from that, you don't really hear from any of the leadership team at Tesla. It really is not a one-man band, but he really is that figurehead, and it works for the company, so let him get on with it. What you don't do when you're working at the Gigafactory is tweet like Elon. I don't think they're being precious about this, about not allowing staff to tweet about internal matters. It just makes sense. Same for the company I work for. I would get in huge trouble if I started tweeting, not in a personal capacity, but internal targets, achievements, failures, that kind of thing. Look, I wouldn't last long there if I started doing that. And I think this is so huge because we are in the final week of Q2. We're about to get the announcement of how much the production has been going well in Q2, the completed cars, the amount of deliveries. It's the final week of that. This is potentially, trying to avoid hyperbole, doing a bad job, potentially the most important quarter announcement in the history of the company. Because never has at any point in the history of Tesla more people wanted them to win and more people wanted them to lose. The stakes have just seemed to have gone crazy bonkers in the last few weeks. Look, on the bright side, let's pick this apart. So, on the bright side, that means a doubling, let's presume it's true, a doubling of something at Giga in 2 months. So understandably, whatever he does, whatever the lead flow, material flow person does, he's proud of it, and he just wanted to probably put it out there and get his mates and his family to go, hey, well done. Yeah, it was quickly retweeted. He even had time to write a quick follow-up before he found that delete button, and I quote, "We want to sustain over 5,000 per week, since current capacity of the lines are built for a maximum of 6,000 per week. It was incredibly difficult to hit 2,500 in March. We revised many processes. We built new systems that worked better. Incredible work and brain power." End quote, end tweet. Yeah, they've been deleted. His account now, by the way, fully locked down. I think it's still there, just locked last time I checked. As you may have heard before on the podcast, I was talking about these production lines at Giga, the lines heading from Tesla Grohmann Engineering in Germany to Nevada to fix one of the four zones. That was the time that Elon, the first and only time that Elon Musk saw my tweet and replied directly to me, twice, actually. Super exciting. So we know that they had that shutdown last month at the Gigafactory to install the new equipment. And we knew that was unlocking more potential, more capacity. And once JB Straubel was tasked with sorting out Zone 4 at Giga, we knew they'd be on it. And it's amazing, if this is true, where batteries were previously a bottleneck, now it doesn't look like they're going to be. Well, he wasn't, look, I should also point out, he wasn't clear on his tweet whether the throughput he refers to was specifically about his area of responsibility, he could be in charge of widget line B, right? That could be that widget line B has doubled throughput. Or when you read his tweet, I think what he's referring to is total giga Model 3 production rate. So that is the battery pack, which we know includes from the teardowns, unlike the Tesla Model S and X, a lot more in the battery pack. Everything is self-contained in it. It's literally just bolted in. All the electronics are inside that as well. So remember, none of this is impacting how Fremont is working, and that's the key for 5,000 Model 3s per week. But a long time in Tesla's, like 24 hours, few weeks ago, Elon was saying, we're shooting for 6,000 because then we think we'll hit 5, which was a change of, normally he's like, here's the number, we're going to hit it. And it's the first time that I can remember, it probably has happened before, but first time I can remember, he's gone, we're shooting for the stars, but I reckon we'll pull back and get that. Well, the Twitter account, like I say, last time I checked, has been protected. The news was subsequently reported very quickly on Reddit, Electric, and all those things. So I feel like I can report on this, even though he clearly has deleted the tweets, doesn't want to be known for it. It is kind of out there now. Well, staying with Tesla, just for two more stories, a YouTuber called Internet Dude is his username. He says this, I finally got my 2018 Tesla Model S P100D. Nice car. I ordered it. He doesn't say nice car. I did that. I ordered it with a cream interior, but it was supposed to have figured ash dark wood. Tesla made a production change. After 10 days, I ordered it and changed almost all of the aluminium accents to dark graphite colour instead. They changed the wood to a natural oak decor finish, more like the Model 3. And that's his description of the video. You can go check it out online. His username is Internet Dude on YouTube. And he must have just put his order in just at the time they were changing over. So he wanted the dark wood, and instead he's got the natural oak decor, much like the Model 3. It kind of came, sort of fell between just the right time, I imagine. So he wanted one thing, got another. He doesn't seem unhappy with it, by the way. Nice little video. And finally, on Tesla today, Elon's tweeted a picture of the center display with a car running in development mode. Within the feature settings, you can now, or you will be able to enable, and you certainly can in dev mode, Mad Max mode in the blind spot threshold. Now, Elon also jokes, and I quote, we considered going beyond Mad Max to LA freeway level, but that's too loco. End tweet. It follows his retweeting earlier of an old post from 2017 from a Twitter user. This Twitter user had photoshopped a Tesla semi into a Mad Max style future. So Elon dug that up and then confirmed, no, we actually did it. Well, the current options you can see in dev mode, not that you can see them because you can't get to it, but in the picture with the car running in developer mode, standard, aggressive and Mad Max. And that's to do with the lane changing aggression. He talked about how self-driving cars are ultimately programmed to yield in the event of conflict. And he says this, it's a tough call. Reality is it'll be pretty easy to bully self-driving cars, as it will always yield. Will probably have a manual override that requires continuous press for hardcore lane changes. And so that would imply that this is another level of automation, but ultimately you will be in control, that if the system goes, there's no room, you can force it, you can have a manual override and go, yeah, look, I'm in LA. The gap is like a millimeter bigger than I need. I'm going for it. Well, surely it's going to be part of version 9 software coming this autumn or fall, because I'm bilingual, with self-driving features. So whereas currently you initiate the lane change with the blinker, it'll be your call to ensure the road is clear at the moment. This hints towards further autonomy. The other options in the picture you can see, I don't know what these are. They are follow nav, blinker to fork. I could guess what that is, but I won't postulate on what that is. Enable ULC and vision stops. Right, moving on to Car Magazine here in the UK. And they've reviewed the brand new Mitsubishi Outlander plug-in hybrid. Car Magazine, great magazine, highly recommend it. I always pick up the paper copy because I'm super old-fashioned and I love a paper magazine. I love buying Autovolt, by the way, which is a UK magazine all about electric cars. You buy it on Amazon, it's a tenner. And you can get the digital one. I get digital. I love going on holiday with my Kindle app, and I've got like a gazillion books. But with car magazines. I just love the smell, the feel. I don't know. Okay, I'm probably a weirdo, right? So I love to buy car magazine every month. And they say this: we headed out to Provence in France for a spin in the new Outlander to see how the changes stack up. The engine revision plus work on the battery, which gets 10% more power output and new capacity of 13.8 kilowatt hours thanks to new cells and better management. It's allowed Mitsubishi to recalculate maximum electric range and fuel economy and CO2 emissions for the new realistic WLTP test cycle. And the results are more impressive for that reason. 30 miles on EV power alone, 141 miles per gallon, 46 grams of CO2 per kilometre, and you're able to drive faster on pure electric power, 84 miles an hour, rather than the old 78. Well, it says, car magazines say the plug-in tech is so effective, in fact, it's set to be rolled out to larger Renault and Nissan models in the coming years, as that new alliance comes to fruition. In return, the pure EV bits from the Leaf are going to go the other way and be seen on Mitsubishi's. That's only a short snippet, a quote. I won't give you any more because you should go and buy Car Magazine. Let's face it, it's their article. It's a great, you know, great article. Highly recommend it. And just more and more EV stories cropping up in all those magazines. And a couple of months ago, Car had the Tesla Model 3, which they had to hire on Turo and do their own review. But that was a brilliant review as well, by the way, if you've got any back copies that you're meaning to catch up on. Well, moving on to some fast chargers. We're talking 350 kilowatt chargers opening in Germany by Fastned. They're a charging network here in Europe, 73 stations in the Netherlands, and they just posted a Twitter video of their first station opening in Germany. That's the first of 18 in Germany this year alone. The goal, though, is hundreds. They say it's on the A3 at Limburg Anderlan. And they have a, if you have a car which can take advantage at the moment of slightly faster charging speeds, like the Hyundai Ioniq, I think it'll go up to 70 something, the Jaguar I-Pace, of course 100, you'll be pleased to hear they are 350 kilowatt DC chargers. Now, the charging stations are all covered in solar panels too, which keep your car cool whilst charging, and all the energy they source is renewable. Bart Lubbers is the co-founder of Fastned, and he said, and I quote, "In the next few years, German car manufacturers like Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, BMW and Mercedes will introduce fully electric models that can charge at high power. This is a great challenge and an opportunity for the automotive industry and charging companies like Fastned," end quote. And we recently heard that Fastned are heading to the UK and Belgium as well. Staying in Europe, and Bloomberg broke the news yesterday, the populist government in Italy, Europe's most sluggish market for electric cars, by the way, and the biggest market for diesels still, they've got a big bang plan. They announced yesterday 1 million EVs on the nation's roads, and soon as well. Getting anywhere near that target, they say, is going to involve $10 billion worth of incentives. But they're prepared to do it. Auto News says that Italy's new populist government have this new plan to replace Norway as Europe's strongest EV market. That's quite an ambition, by the way. Norway's got a head start, but let's bear with them. Italians last year bought only 2,600 full BEVs out of a total of 2 million cars sold, and plenty of diesels, like I say. And the number rises only to around just under 5,000 if you include plug-ins, according to the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. Well, fewer than 5,000 full BEVs are estimated to be on the country's roads so far today in Italy, for cumulative sales. That's the problem, critics say, to go from being this EV backwater to Europe's biggest EV market. The Italian government are facing a massive rollout of incentives to do it by 2022, way beyond, you would say, the level of Norway's, and several billion euros worth of incentives. Even then, might not be enough, but they want to go for it. Let's follow the story. Moving to India, well, sort of, and then back to the UK. Times of India report that the Jaguar Land Rover company, owned by Tata Motors, an Indian company, has lined up investment worth £13.5 billion in the next 3 years, spread out over 3 years, actually, on new models and new technology. The investments will be on the capacity around electrification and specifically a new platform called MLA, which their EVs are going to be built on. Well, Jaguar Land Rover released a statement and they told us this. Our rollout to the MLA platform will be fully complete by 2025. At that point, every product can cater that Jaguar Land Rover have will cater for a combustion engine, a full BEV, or a combination of the two. Well, French motoring site Caradisiac says the next generation Peugeot 308, or Peugeot 308, as they might say, which you'll be able to buy in 2020 and get outside your place, is going to rely on electric power for the GT and the GTI cars. Well, the GT model will couple up a gas engine and an electric motor on the front axle for 220 horsepower, and the GTI is going to have an electric motor on the rear axle as well. So, yeah, all-wheel drive, 300 horsepower, and a very fast little hot hatch. Fantastic way to use electrification. And finally, the Electra Mechanica is doing its compliance testing for the Solo EV, which they make. The Solo's priced at $15,000. Consumers who are interested, they say, can put their deposits down now. Refundable, $250, if you go to emvauto.com. The global compliance testing, they say, is multifaceted. It's a series of tests in several facilities, and that assesses things like the structure, the functional integrity. Electra Mechanica has also partnered with the most state-of-the-art organisations, they say, to ensure the Solo passes all of the stringent safety requirements. Great news, great little car as well. No money on that. Be interested to see how they come along. Well, having a quick look at the more kind of community side of this and some of the comments that have been coming in over the last 24 hours. Hello, if you're in the UK, by the way. Hello, if you're coming along to the Festival, the Go Ultra Low Nottingham Electric Vehicle Festival. Anyway, yeah, I won't overplay my hand there. It's going to be happening at Old Market Square, 29th and 30th of June, this weekend, 9 to 5. You'll meet all the stars. I'm talking about the cars here, and all the stars of the EV scene as well. They will all be there. Have fun if you are going along to get your photo taken. And finally, hello to someone on Twitter who is at Ioniq EV Driver. And actually, their channel is always really interesting. But this is a kind of curious case of what should be plugged in to what and when. I saw a tweet from them, actually thanks to Simon, who passed this on. And the guys at Ioniq EV Drivers say, charged on the way home today and got to the rapid charger to find a hybrid plugged in. As you can see, there's a picture. As you can see, they say, they had got 2.2 kilowatt hours in 40 minutes. They were there. What they were at was a 7 kilowatt post. There is a 7 kilowatt post, a 7-minute drive away, and they were hogging the rapid charger. Okay, right. And then when they commented, when the guy came out to, Yes, when the guy came out, they challenged him. He says, I said it's frustrating, and they got insulted and called a rather nice word. So where do you stand on that? Today's feedback is, let me know on Twitter, on the YouTube comments, what should plug into what and when, because I saw another person I follow on Twitter. I don't know the exact username, something like Golf GTE Driver, and was saying that he gets abuse because he drives a Golf GTE when he plugs into Rapids, and lots of people on that followed up by saying, no, look, you bought an EV, even if it's a hybrid, you plug in where you want. So that had an overwhelming amount of support. But should people be blocked from certain charges? Should people be timed out? Should people just be a little more considerate? What should plug into what and when? And do we all need to look out for each other a little bit more? Let me know your thoughts and I'll pass them on tomorrow's show. Well, you can listen to every previous show, all 161 episodes of the podcast, if you want to, on iTunes. They're on Spotify as well. YouTube, the audio goes on there. TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud and the blog at evnewsdaily.com. If you want to subscribe, you get them first and free and automatically. And if you could, find a couple of minutes to leave a little review, little cheeky review, couple of stars, one star, two stars, five stars, if I can ask for that. Look, whatever you think you want to do, it makes a huge difference on all of those platforms' algorithms. If you want to say hi on the socials, search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.